This is Ted Kennedy. A move is underway in Congress to outlaw plastic handguns. Will Bob Dole stand up to the National Rifle Association? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, a shootout is brewing in Congress on plastic handguns, the deadly new invention that terrorists love because the weapons pass undetected through airport and other security systems. The problem first came to light last year when Colonel Gaddafi tried to buy 100 plastic handguns from Austria. Legislation pending in Congress will outlaw the weapons unless they contain material to make them detectable by screening devices. You'd think Congress would say amen to an anti-terrorist measure like that, Bob, but it's an uphill fight because, surprise, the National Rifle Association opposes it. Legitimate hunters and sportsmen don't need invisible handguns, Bob, and neither do law-abiding citizens who keep handguns for self-defense. But everyone needs protection against terrorists and hijackers. Which side are you on, Bob?
Ted, no doubt about it. We need to make certain hijackers don't get a high-tech jump on law enforcement. Some weapons do use plastic parts, although the experts say they still contain fully detectable metal components. Nevertheless, we'll continue to monitor the plastic gun scene. But Ted, our listeners aren't buying your tough talk. They know your soft on crime voting record, and they don't like it. If you're really serious about doing a flip-flop on crime, you'll have your chance. When it's time for the Senate to vote on Judge Robert Bork for the Supreme Court, we'll expect you to vote yes. Judge Bork respects the law and won't coddle criminals. He'll stand by the Constitution, not rewrite it to please special interest groups. Law and order, Ted. That's what the people really want. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. The first week of the Senate hearings on Robert Bork is over, and Mr. Bork still has a lot of explaining to do. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, we've just completed the first week of hearings on the nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. Even you have to admit that Mr. Bork left a lot of questions unanswered about his right-wing views and his commitment to fairness for all Americans. He criticized many of the Supreme Court's great decisions on civil rights. He's not exactly a strong supporter of equal rights for women. He's for big business and big government. He's even said a husband and wife have no greater right to privacy than a smokestack has to pollute the air. That's heavy stuff, Bob. Even you're not that far right on the issues. You'll probably hold your nose and vote for Bork, Bob. But you're going to have a hard time persuading the Senate to go along.
Ted, don't insult our listeners. They've been following the Bork hearings, and after watching and listening to him, they have come to a unanimous verdict. Judge Robert Bork, the distinguished and respected jurist, in no way resembles the wild, distorted image you tried to sell the American people. What they're seeing is a man who is in total command of the facts, a man who stands by the Constitution, a man who will respect the law of the land, not rewrite it to suit special interest groups as you want, Ted. And Judge Bork has handled your toughest questions with candor and grace. He is not ducking the issues, and the American people, for the most part, like what they see. That's why Judge Bork will be confirmed by the Senate as our newest Supreme Court Justice, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. There's a bipartisan plan to keep the heat on the communist dictatorship in Nicaragua. Will Ted oppose this one, too? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Republican and Democratic leaders in the House agree. Don't leave the freedom fighters in Nicaragua twisting in the wind. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, your Speaker of the House, Democrat Jim Wright of Texas, and Republican leader Bob Michael of Illinois, have shown real statesmanship with their new plan to keep funds flowing to the freedom fighters. It's a 40-day stopgap plan that sends humanitarian aid to the freedom fighters while the world waits to see if the Nicaraguan communists live up to the peace accords. We just can't leave the freedom fighters twisting in the wind until the November 7th treaty deadline rolls around. That would be an early Christmas present for Nicaragua's communist boss, Daniel Ortega. Ted, your speaker, and a majority of Republicans and Democrats understand our vital interests in Central America. Will you join them by supporting humanitarian aid for the freedom fighters.
Bob, once again, you didn't tell the whole story. You right-wingers never give up in your schemes to help the Contras. Your original idea wasn't bipartisan at all. You wanted to use the stopgap aid for military purposes. But that idea was unacceptable, Bob, and it was dead on arrival in Congress. It would undercut the Central American peace plan in the critical weeks ahead, and it would never have passed the House and Senate. You wisely backed off, Bob, and agreed on strict limits to prevent the stopgap funds from being used for anything other than humanitarian assistance. It's no secret, Bob, that the administration is unhappy with the peace plan proposed by the five Central American nations, but those nations have made surprising progress. Their plan is now the best hope for ending the hostilities and achieving a settlement of the conflict. Give peace a chance, Bob, instead of trying to derail it. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the resignation of Elizabeth Dole from the Reagan cabinet. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Elizabeth Dole resigned as Secretary of Transportation in the Reagan cabinet. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off, and he'll have a chance to explain why he got to keep his job while she had to give up hers. Bob, your White House ambitions got a boost the other day when Elizabeth Dole resigned as Secretary of Transportation to devote more time to your presidential campaign. Mrs. Dole said she found it curious, and a lot of women agree, that she was the one who had to give up her job for the campaign while you still get to keep your job as Senate Republican leader. Elizabeth Dole had an important and challenging job at the Transportation Department, Bob, especially with the problem of air safety, but she did it well, and she served longer than any cabinet secretary in the department's history. It's too bad, Bob, that the far-right Dole instead of the right Dole is running for president.
Ted, you've got a lot to learn about the Doles, and I have a special guest to tell you all about it.
Ted, this is Elizabeth Dole. Bob and I are a team, and we've enjoyed sharing the challenges and rewards of public service. In joining him on the campaign trail, I'm putting down one cause to take up another, and it's my choice. You see, I happen to believe that Bob Dole will be the next president of the United States, and I welcome the opportunity to tell the American people why the Bob Dole I know should be president. He has what it takes to be the leader of the free world. Bob's been tested as a combat veteran of World War II, as a leader on Capitol Hill, and as a champion for rural America and the disadvantaged. Ted, I'll still have a stake in the nation's highways, going coast to coast with a message. Bob Dole for president.
This is Senator Bob Dole. No doubt about it, Elizabeth is a tough act to follow. So I'll just close by saying, tune in tomorrow as Ted Kennedy and I face off again on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. A drive to build a memorial to law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty needs some help. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the men and women who enforce the law put their lives on the line every day. Now it's time to say thank you by supporting a new memorial in the nation's capital. It's the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial, a long overdue tribute to those who have died in the line of duty. I helped pass the legislation that authorized the memorial, but there is much more to be done. Funding will come exclusively from private contributions, and a goal of $5 million must be met by October 1989, or the memorial will be scrubbed. Ted, more than 1,500 officers have been killed in the past 10 years. Let's honor their sacrifice with a memorial. Our listeners should contact their local law enforcement agency for details.
Bob, I'm happy to support that worthy cause. In honoring police officers who have made the supreme sacrifice to protect citizens and communities, we honor the best in America. The battle against crime and violence is not a partisan issue, Bob, and it never will be. Support your local police is more than just a bumper sticker. It's a priority in Congress, too. We've made some progress in recent years. We've strengthened our anti-crime and anti-drug laws, and we've appropriated additional funds for law enforcement. But there's one thing we haven't done that could make a difference, too, and your opposition, Bob, is one of the reasons we failed. I'm talking about halting the proliferation of handguns that are plaguing the country. Let's keep handguns out of the wrong hands, Bob. That would be the best possible memorial to the courageous law enforcement officers who have given their lives in the war on crime. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Kansas is reaching out to Thailand. In a moment, I'll ask Ted Kennedy to lend a hand as we face off. Ted, one of the leading educators in Kansas, President Don Wilson of Pittsburgh State, wants to help establish an international university in Bangkok, Thailand. It's an ideal site for this much-needed center of education. Thailand is one of our oldest and best friends in Southeast Asia, and its culture is renowned for its emphasis on education. Nowhere in the world is there greater need for increased opportunities for higher education than in Southeast Asia. And Thailand's king is lending enthusiastic cooperation to Pittsburgh State's good idea. How about it, Ted? Can I sign up some of your fine Massachusetts universities and educators onto this Kansas initiative?
Bob, you certainly know how to talk out of both sides of your mouth. Your current support for the Kansas Project in Thailand is welcome. But in other areas, your right-wing bias has bent education policy towards the Far East out of shape for years. As a senator, you oppose one of the most promising initiatives in the past decade. You voted against any United States contribution to an impressive achievement of the United Nations, the UN University, which is headquartered in Tokyo and which has research and training activities in more than 60 countries, including Thailand. In fact, Bob, the UN-supported Institute of Nutrition in Bangkok is one of the preeminent nutrition institutes in the Third World. Your Kansas-Thailand connection could have a double benefit, Bob. It'll bring new educational opportunity to the people of Thailand, and it may also teach you to restrain your UN bashing. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Judge Robert Bork and his extreme view of presidential power. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. One reason the Bork nomination is controversial is that he's hostile to the constitutional role of Congress. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, one reason the Bork nomination is running into heavy weather in Congress is his extreme view of presidential power. The Founding Fathers understood that excessive power could be a serious threat to democracy and individual liberty. So they created a system of checks and balances in which Congress would have power to prevent abuses by the president. But in Judge Bork's view, the president has a blank check, and the balancing role of Congress is reduced. He's against the War Powers Act. He thinks court-appointed special prosecutors to investigate White House corruption are unconstitutional. He says Congress can't even go to court to challenge abuses of power by the executive branch. I know you're running for president, Bob, but do you really want a Supreme Court justice with such a one-sided view of presidential power?
Ted, the only one-sided view I see is the blitz you liberals are waging at the Bork hearings. The special interests are calling the shots, and you're parroting their bitter attacks for the TV cameras. But men and women of reason, Democrats and Republicans, are speaking out against your distortions, even though they've been relegated to odd times, so they can't make the nightly news. Former Chief Justice Warren Burger said in Bork's behalf, and I quote, "I don't think there's ever been a hearing with more hype and disinformation. If he's not in the mainstream, then I'm not in the mainstream," end of quote. And Democrat Lloyd Cutler is a real profile in courage. He's ignoring the pressure groups by testifying for Robert Bork. Ted, some people put responsibility above politics. This is Senator Bob Dole. Democrats are demanding campaign spending reform, but guess which party is way ahead in political action committee money? Ted will try to explain tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Some Democrats are talking a good game on campaign spending reforms, but their big dollar war chests are a dead giveaway. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, let's start with some facts. Senate Democrats are way out front when it comes to taking money from political action committees. This year, Democrats are ahead by a 2-to-1 margin over Republicans, and the total is into the tens of millions of dollars. For a party that is demanding instant reform and whining that Republicans are blocking it, something just doesn't add up. While you're on the Senate floor making another one of those nice-sounding reform speeches, your Democrat friends are out raking in PAC dollars, much of it from organized labor. Ted, there's nothing illegal about it, but let's stop the embarrassing double standard. If you're serious about reform, why not sign on to the Dole bill? It puts limits on political action committee money. Are you ready for real reform, Ted? I doubt it.
Bob, you're not exactly a piker yourself when it comes to soliciting campaign dollars from political action committees. In fact, you're number one. According to figures compiled by the Federal Election Commission, you've taken more money from PACs during your years in the Senate than any other senator, over $3 million. Congressional campaign financing is a scandal waiting to happen. But your so-called reform bill was too little, too late, Bob. We do need to limit contributions from PACs and special interest groups, but we also need to limit campaign spending. And that's where you and your Republican colleagues went wrong. You put self-interest above campaign reform and killed our Democratic reform bill with a filibuster. You want a short-term partisan financial advantage with that tactic, Bob, but you put clean elections at long-term risk. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the administration's unfortunate retreat in the battle against AIDS. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration is taking a serious step backwards in the fight against the disease AIDS. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, AIDS is the most serious health crisis the nation has ever faced, but the Reagan administration is retreating from the responsible leadership needed to win the battle against this disease. The administration is opposing legislation to establish national standards to preserve the confidentiality of AIDS tests and protect AIDS victims against discrimination. Instead, the White House says we should leave these sensitive issues to the states. That's an invitation to retreat, Bob. Virtually all medical organizations and public health officials have emphasized the importance of a national standard on these sensitive issues. Without safeguards for confidentiality and protection against discrimination, people won't be tested. We may well drive the epidemic underground and encourage its wildfire spread. You've been a responsible voice on AIDS so far, Bob. Can't you persuade the administration to do better than this?
Ted, we want to stay responsible, but you're making it tough. The American people are looking for leadership and cooperation, not the kind of partisan confrontation you're itching for. Ted, the states have long played a key role in national battles against disease. And when it comes to AIDS testing, education, confidentiality, and discrimination, the states will have to be major players. When it comes to releasing test results, I say proceed with all deliberate caution. Some information should be released to public health officials and health care providers. But I don't see how we can rush into a so-called national standard. Let's keep working together, Ted, on this issue. After all, AIDS is a nonpartisan killer. This is Senator Bob Dole. Radio Free Europe needs help fighting Moscow's lies. Ted Kennedy's agog with Gorbachev's glasnost, but can he snap out of it in time? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy talks a good game on free speech, but he just voted to limit it in the nation's capital. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, at the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork, you've been playing to the TV cameras with all kinds of trumped-up charges against Mr. Bork. One of the silliest is that he's somehow against free speech. Well, free speech has met its enemy, Ted, and it's you. When Soviet Minister Shevardnadze came to town, American citizens weren't allowed to get anywhere near him, thanks to you. You voted to support a screwy State Department plan to keep demonstrators out of sight so that the Soviet Union would not be offended. Now, maybe that's the way the Soviets do business in Moscow, Ted, but not in our country. Fortunately, the vote was 90-7 against your assault on free speech and your kowtow to the Kremlin.
Cut it out, Bob. I wasn't voting against free speech, and neither was any other senator who stood up to Jesse Helms and his latest hardline scheme to embarrass the administration in general and the State Department and George Shultz in particular. The State Department did a silly thing, Bob. They should have permitted reasonable human rights demonstrations outside the department building, even if the Soviet foreign minister was inside. But that doesn't mean Jesse Helms has the right to stampede the Senate into giving the Department a public whipping as part of his right-wing scheme to derail negotiations on nuclear arms control. Shame on you, Bob. We all agree that sensible rules are necessary to protect free speech and permit all viewpoints to be expressed, especially when Soviet commissars are visiting our free society. But Jesse Helms' solution was worse than the State Department problem, Bob, and that's the point you missed. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on using U.S. saving bonds for college education. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Families deserve more help in financing college education. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Republicans and Democrats have been trying hard in recent years to come up with effective ways to help families pay for their children's education. College costs have been soaring. Student aid has been slashed because of the Reagan administration's deep budget cuts, and millions of hard-pressed families are caught in the middle. One thing we can do is provide tax incentives that encourage saving for education. I know you've been exploring the idea of tax incentives too, Bob, and so has George Bush. But I've got a way to do it that just might work by allowing families to use the most popular saving method of all, U.S. savings bonds. Let's give parents who buy U.S. savings bonds the right to turn the bonds over tax-free to colleges as payment for tuition. I'm proposing legislation to do just that, Bob. Are you with me?
Ted, that's really a good idea. It was also a new idea from Bob Dole back in 1978 when I introduced one of the first education savings bond plans. So I welcome your support and the Vice President's too for the Dole Initiative. Ted, education is more than worth saving and saving for. With education costs going through the roof, we need to expand incentives for long-term investment and planning. Although savings bonds are a good start, we can do much more. Since 1980, I've been pushing for educational IRAs, education savings accounts, that will encourage families through tax incentives to start saving for their children's education. I've introduced four such proposals this year, Ted, so follow me to the future. It's time for leadership. Education is America's future. This is Senator Bob Dole. Even Ted Kennedy supported the Bob Dole bill to end a shameful American trade practice buying Iran's oil. Get the scoop tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Americans were shocked to find out that American companies are sending stacks of greenbacks to Iran. But a Bob Dole amendment says no more. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's hard to believe that American companies have been buying oil from Iran to the tune of $700 million this year. What makes it even worse is that the Ayatollah is taking our cash and buying guided missiles and mines to aim at our sailors in the Persian Gulf. Khomeini wants to put a gun to our heads, and we're buying the bullets. Now, that's an outrage, and that's why the Senate passed my amendment last week cutting off all imports from Iran. It hits the Ayatollah where it hurts, in the pocketbook. The Senate has said loud and clear on two occasions, no more business as usual with Iran. Ted, thanks for voting with Bob Dole on this one.
Bob, you were at your best on that proposal, and a unanimous Senate thought so, too. The country was shocked by reports that U.S. dollars are subsidizing Iranian mines and missiles threatening our sailors in the Persian Gulf. When the shooting started last summer, U.S. oil companies stockpiled huge amounts of oil, and they had the gall to buy it directly from the Ayatollah for hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars. Not exactly the oil industry's finest hour, Bob, and you were right to call them on the carpet. The Reagan administration can't seem to do much right on Iran. When the shocking purchase of oil from the Ayatollah came to light, the White House said there was no good reason to stop importing Iranian oil. 98 senators saw a reason right away, Bob. You hit two bullseyes, the irresponsible oil industry and the irresponsible Reagan administration. I hope they both got your message. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy says it's okay for the Soviets to move into their new embassy in Washington, even though it's a tower of espionage in the nation's capital. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the new Soviet embassy in Washington is on a high hill overlooking the nation's capital, and the KGB is drooling. It's a spy's dream, an ideal site to monitor whatever they want, whether it's conversations between the White House and the Pentagon or your Senate telephones, Ted. But when the Senate told the Soviets no, they couldn't move in, you said yes, they could. Fortunately, common sense prevailed and the Senate slammed the door shut on the Soviets' espionage bonanza. Ted, the Soviets have already laced our new embassy in Moscow with bugs. Why would you vote to give the KGB a free hookup to the Oval Office?
Bob, that's right-wing demagoguery of the worst sort. No one condones Soviet bugging, but it's irresponsible for a handful of far-right senators bent on insulting the State Department to barge in like bulls in a china shop and rewrite the lease on the Soviet embassy in Washington. Your rash action embarrassed the president and put the U.S. embassy in Moscow at risk, too, at the very moment when the status of both embassies is being negotiated by Washington and the Kremlin. You can be sure of one thing, Bob. If you and Jesse Helms succeed in sticking your finger in the eye of the Soviet Union with hardline tactics like that, the Russians will retaliate in kind, and our embassy in Moscow will suffer too. So the next time you feel the urge to engage in a knee-jerk right-wing romp in foreign policy, Bob, check with George Shultz or even George Bush. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on arms control negotiations. President Reagan is doing something right. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Despite all the hype over Glasnost, the Kremlin's going all out to jam Radio Free Europe. Does Ted Kennedy care? We'll find out today as we face off. Ted, our listeners know how agog you've been over Glasnost, Mr. Gorbachev's PR campaign to fool people like you that the Soviet Union is really a wide-open democracy. One of the Glasnost gimmicks you probably bought was a Soviet's ploy to stop jamming the Voice of America. It was really a smokescreen to hide their intensified jamming of Radio Free Europe and its message of truth to Eastern Europe and Russia. That's why Radio Free Europe is asking for help, Ted. It needs more funding this year to fight Moscow's lies and to build a powerful new relay station in Israel that will boom the truth all the way to Central Asia. Ted, will you vote yes? 52 million listeners behind the Iron Curtain are waiting for your answer.
Bob, I'm all for Radio Free Europe and the message of hope and freedom it's transmitting behind the Iron Curtain. But Rome wasn't built in a day, Bob, and no one thinks Gorbachev's policy of glasnost is going to change everything overnight. Nonetheless, it's hard to deny the possibilities of progress for the peoples of Eastern Europe. I saw some of those possibilities myself on a visit to Warsaw last spring, when the Polish government permitted me to present the Robert Kennedy Human Rights Awards to two courageous dissidents in that long-suffering land. Bob, most Americans aren't red betas, and they don't oppose glasnost. We welcome it, even as we wait to see how real and lasting it is. Our goal is better relations between the United States and the Soviet Union. One tangible step forward is the recent agreement on nuclear arms control. I hope you're not going to oppose that too, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This loses Ted Kennedy, not even Ronald Reagan may be able to salvage the nomination of Robert Bork. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, I don't have time to give all the reasons to vote against Robert Bork for the Supreme Court, but here are 12 for starters. 1, he's wrong on civil rights. 2, he's wrong on equal rights for women. 3, he's wrong on the rights of working men and women. 4, he's wrong on the right to privacy. 5, he's wrong on one man, one vote. 6, he's wrong on free speech. 7, he's wrong on separation of church and state. 8, he's wrong on the War Powers Act. 9, he's wrong on antitrust. 10, he's wrong on independent prosecutors to investigate government corruption. 11, he's wrong on Watergate. 12, he's wrong on Supreme Court precedents. He'd upset decades of settled law. That's 12 good reasons to vote against Bork. No justice would be better than that injustice, Bob.
Ted, you left out number 13. 13 should have been, you have just heard a paid political announcement. Thanks to your unprecedented political campaign against Judge Bork, he really never had his day in court. What he got instead were outrageous personal attacks, innuendo, and slick anti-Bork TV ads. And that's why Judge Bork's decision to hang tough, to insist on a full Senate debate and vote, is a profile in courage. He could have quietly withdrawn his name in the face of your distortions and attacks, but he insisted on an opportunity to set the record straight. And he isn't doing it for Robert Bork. He's doing it for future nominees, so they and their families won't have to endure another tainted confirmation process. Ted, Judge Bork may not have the votes of the special interests, but the American people know a winner when they see one. This is Senator Bob Dole. Disabled Americans want jobs. Will Ted help? Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. I say that persons with disabilities should have the opportunity to be independent, productive members of society. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there are 8.5 million disabled Americans, and they want one thing, a job. That's why I set up the Dole Foundation in 1983, a nonprofit, non-political organization, to help them achieve that goal. In its short history, the Dole Foundation has awarded 62 grants, totaling more than $1.6 million for organizations across the nation that help train and place the disabled in good jobs. In fact, from 1985 to 1986, the Dole Foundation provided 37% of all the money allocated by private foundations to disability employment programs, making us the leader in this field. But we need to do much more, Ted, much, much more. And we need more help from the private sector. Are you with me, Ted?
Bob, more than ever, old prejudices and stereotypes about the disabled are giving way to new hope for jobs and opportunities. And the Dole Foundation deserves credit for helping to make it happen. But in other vital areas for the disabled, Bob, there's less to your leadership than meets the eye. Key legislation for the handicap has been stalled in Congress for months to ban all forms of discrimination against the disabled by any institution that receives a federal subsidy. You're part of the stall, Bob. The measure is being blocked in the Senate because Jesse Helms and the right wing don't like civil rights in any shape or form, and you've acquiesced in the filibuster they're mounting to prevent any action to strengthen and safeguard those basic rights. So keep up the good work with the Dole Foundation and the private sector, Bob. But next time, do a little more to live up to your public responsibility. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on U.S. missiles for Saudi Arabia. The Senate said no to President Reagan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.